You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, it was reported that well over 8,000 people had become beneficiaries since the beginning of the Delta outbreak in mid-August. However, the government is yet to provide any additional support for people on benefits who might be struggling to make ends meet or find work while the country is still under alert level restrictions. Auckland Action Against Poverty is calling for livable incomes for beneficiaries in order to help people get through lockdown, but also address generations of government neglect for vulnerable communities. I spoke to Auckland Action Against Poverty's coordinator, Brooke Fairfair-Powell-Stanley, about how lockdown has impacted beneficiaries and what AAAP's response was to the government's announcement yesterday. We also had a little chat about what AAAP has been doing in the community. Here is Brooke now. Yesterday, the government announced that Auckland will remain at alert level 3 with no easing of restrictions for at least another 2 weeks. What is AAAP's response to this?
It is what it is, you know, but we want to know what support systems are there for people on benefits. I mean, I know Carmel Sepulone indicated at the beginning of lockdown that they would continue to watch this space, and it's been over 2 months now, and nothing's been announced for our most vulnerable communities. We believed that our communities would be prioritised, actually, given Delta has now found its way into these communities. And so it's kind of wild to think that they're doing everything they can except raise benefits to ensure that people can keep people and families and communities can keep themselves well.
Now, it has been reported in the last week that the number of beneficiaries has increased since the beginning of this Delta outbreak. Why do you think this is?
I think, well, people have lost their jobs this lockdown. And I think last lockdown, our very initial lockdown back in 2020, April 2020, I think it was, the government announced that there would be a COVID income relief payment, which it created a two-tier welfare system, essentially, but it ensured that people who lost their jobs due to COVID thrust straight into poverty. This lockdown, we haven't seen those same supports announced, which means that those people who have been employed and getting money now kind of find themselves in poverty because the benefit levels in this country are just not enough for people to live on.
Now, as you mentioned before, Carmel Sepulone has talked about there being help on the way, and Jacinda Ardern has said similar things. Do you think that this increase in beneficiaries is potentially causing the government a little bit of, I don't know, stress about what sort of help they can provide for people on the benefit?
I mean, I think they're considering it because there's so many people that have moved on to benefits and they haven't talked about introducing a COVID income relief payment this lockdown. I think the government should be worried about just the amount of people who are living on benefits in this country, irrespective of lockdown too, irrespective of being in COVID. This lockdown showing us that actually our collective well-being is interconnected, making sure that our most vulnerable communities are protected and are strengthened, have the resources that they need to keep themselves well, actually strengthens our whole response to COVID and ensures that all of us are actually kept well. So, yeah, I'm not sure what they're up to. They're kind of like continue to neglect and avoid the communities that we love and serve at AAAP in favour of the business community. And I agree, like, the business community needs to be supported as well, but also, like, where's the supports for people who are struggling the most and actually need it the most?
It is interesting that sort of the fact that the COVID relief payment existed in the very, very first lockdown compared to this lockdown, which has been significantly longer, and also coming towards the end of 2 years of, you know, the economic struggles that COVID-19 has caused and just the general mental health struggles that COVID-19 has caused as well. It's an interesting choice, I suppose, that there hasn't, that support hasn't been offered as of yet.
I mean, there's this whole sentiment of, like, team of 5 million and no one gets left behind and, you know, let's do this for your community. And it feels Well, in my mind, it feels really fake, to be honest, because it's like you continue to leave whole communities behind. Not everyone experiences this lockdown the same. And actually, there are so many people within our communities that can't participate in lockdown, can't adhere to the restrictions and the rules because they need to do what they need to do in order to survive and keep, and, you know, to feed their children, to keep paying the bills. And in no way am I blaming our community for doing what they need to do in order to survive. This is totally like a reflection of the government.
Now let's move on to talk a little bit about some of the work that AAAP has been doing throughout this period. I can imagine it seemed like quite a long slog. We're in week 10 now. How has it been for you guys? What have you been doing within the Auckland community? And yeah, what have you seen, I suppose?
Yeah, we're continuing to do online advocacy for people, so continuing to support people with their needs through work and income, but all moved to email. We've seen the lockdown MSD kind of continue to operate from a low trust model for people that we support, which again has been wild given the impact of Delta in the community. You know, people are still being asked to provide receipts to prove hardship in order to get support that they need. I think people and families kind of make do with what little they have. They've been doing that for a very long time now, and they continue to do it through COVID. They're incredibly resilient and incredibly resourceful with what little they have. And, yeah, we're continuing to support them in the best ways that we can, and that's within our own capacity as well.
That was Auckland Action Against Poverty's coordinator, Brooke Fearfear Powell Stanley, speaking on how lockdown has impacted beneficiaries.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.